sustainable living was very much a part of our daily culture and was almost a way of life until a couple of decades ago. The rapid westernization turned things around very quickly, but if you've lived a life in the 70s, 80s, and 90s in India, you would have fond memories of the time when we all, collectively as a culture, were programmed to live in harmony with the nature. With the current conversation about climate change taking over the world by a storm, for today's podcast, I remind us all about some of the sustainable living habits which have been passed down to us through our culture. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. If you're connected to the digital world in any way, whether it is through social media or it's through online forums and news media stories, you know that one of the biggest topics of conversation from the past few weeks has been climate change. I am a self-confessed old soul, but that doesn't mean that I refuse to learn from what's going on around me. And luckily for our generation, we are at a beautiful crossroads where on one hand, we have access to amazing technology and wonders of modern science, and on the other hand, we have some very fond memories of the way our parents and our grandparents lived and how they followed some of the most basic principles of sustainable living so effortlessly. We've all probably heard about the 16-year-old Greta Thunberg compelling each and every adult to make things right for the coming generation. Back in our country, this conversation has been in the light for a few months now with the Rally for Rivers campaign that has gotten our nation's attention both in a positive and a controversial manner. Whether it is the Rally for Rivers conversation in our country or Greta Thunberg's compelling appeal on the climate change, in the time that we're living in today, none of us can ignore the climate change conversation and we all have to participate. So of course, these damages are happening at a very grand scale and there is an urgent need for intervention from the government and leadership. But the onus and responsibility is on each one of us too. So it's time to act now. Surprisingly for us Desis, sustainable living was very much a part of our culture when we were raised. Rewind to a time some 15-20 years ago. A time before supermarkets. A time before online shopping. Remember this time before milk cartons and Tetra Paks? The milkman would ring the bell early in the morning and mom would bring in the milk in this big pot which would then go straight to the boiler. Even when the plastic milk bags came in sometime later, I remember my mom washing those plastic bags and drying them and reusing them for some basic home chores. Who remembers those mehndi cones, which were indefinitely always made using these bags? This was the time before plastic took over our lives. There weren't any cling wraps, Tupperware or foils and Ziplocs in our home kitchens. No toilet papers in our bathrooms and no non-stick appliances on our shelves. Summers meant sleeping on the terrace and winters meant warming up around the coal Sigdi fires. I remember spending the afternoons of my summer holidays sprinkling water on our lawns to cool the homes down, and every little moment of nature had built a little cultural tradition or custom around it. Today's science is looking at these traditions and corroborating that a lot of these traditions were backed by scientific evidence. Back then, we had a way to capture the goodness of the sun into our summer traditions and a way to beat the harshness of the winter as a part of the culture too. It was almost as if the nature and us, we were working as a team, like a well-oiled machine almost. Even the daily routines and life as we knew it, it was all sustainable. We all have probably encountered our parents feeding stray animals and birds with leftover foods, and waste from the daily kitchens would go back to the plants. The grocer would wrap everything in newspapers and paper bags, and that's how we used to bring things home. I still remember my great-grandmom would spend hours reusing old cotton scraps from saris and kurtas and making bags out of those fabrics. These fabric bags would then be used for grocery shoppings and whatnot. There was an innate sense of making a complete use of resources that were already there. In today's world, researchers have developed techniques to make sustainable living even easier and have made it possible to achieve this harmony. I am not saying that we go back to stitching fabric bags from old clothes or, for that matter, use cattle dung cakes as biofuel. No, that's not what I'm saying. But my appeal is to just rewind a couple of years back and try to bring back that perspective. Even if we start recycling and sorting the waste products in our homes, we're taking a step ahead. Even if we all take a vow to remove all the plastics from our life and our daily routines, we've taken a step ahead. Even if we all pledge to start using public transportation to get to work and spend those extra 20-30 minutes for the nature and the environment that is the very foundation of who we are, we've taken a step ahead. We all feel that there isn't much we can do by ourselves, and one person's action doesn't stop the damage that everyone else is collectively causing. But remember that the change begins with us. We're currently at a time where we cannot deny the fact that we have broken our planet and are causing it more damage than it can bear. We are currently at a time when we're all feeling responsible. So, whether we do it to inspire the future generations, or we just do it to be able to sleep at night, the time for action is now, and luckily for us, we don't have to read literature on sustainable living because it is very much a part of our culture. While listening to this episode, did you recollect any more sustainable living hacks that your parents or your grandparents followed? And would you like to pass it on to the listeners? If you would like to pass it on, you can write to me on social media or on my email, and I would be very happy to share it on one of the upcoming episodes. So, with that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes, where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Savon, Spotify, Castbox, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.